Shell's Noble Discoverer drill rig has had several high-profile mishaps in 2012. Now the Coast Guard says it found even more problems with the rig during an emergency inspection in Seward. Chief Petty Officer Kip Wadlow says the vessel was on the Coast Guard's radar because of a stack fire that broke out while the rig was tied up in Unalaska in November. Then the Noble Discoverer headed for Seward, where Wadlow says it had problems with its propulsion system. Those two incidents in such close proximity prompted the Coast Guard to send safety inspectors aboard. Wadlow says the inspectors found numerous threats to crew safety and the marine environment.
There were two main issues. Number one, there were several issues concerning the safety of the crew, being able to conduct their duties on board the vessel. And then the second issue was there were discrepancies with the pollution prevention equipment on board the vessel that also had to be addressed.
Wadlow says the violations are still under investigation, so he couldn't give any more details. The Coast Guard ordered a port state-controlled detention for the Noble Discoverer, meaning that the vessel wasn't allowed to leave Seward until it was repaired. Wadlow says the crew brought the rig up to code, and the detention was lifted on December 19th. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith says that Shell is taking the violations seriously, but he stresses that they are all concerned with the rig's onboard systems and not Shell's drilling activity in the Arctic. The Swiss-based Noble Corporation owns the Discoverer drill rig. The company says it will work with Shell and the Coast Guard to upgrade its vessel management procedures before the 2013 drilling season starts. Shell has reserved the Noble Discoverer through February 2014, renting it at a rate of $240,000 per day.